time to rise.
Show.
Wake that ass up.
5 to 10 a.m. on 97.9 The Box.
You guys are the greatest.
Man, listen. Not as what everybody say. Prostitution is good. Prostitution saved my marriage.
Prostitution saved your marriage?
How is that? People can say what they want. They can get on these TVs, radio stations, get political correct if they want to. And 90% of the men today cheat. Every dude, when you go to the club, when you see them cats in the club, they thirst in the club, them is married, baby daddies, I stay with my gal, all that. They in the club, they hunt, they searching. I'm one of the same ones. I meet women in the club, I'm trying to date this chick. I can't date this chick, I'm married. I'm all in Grand Lux, posted up in the front or whatever. So one of the saw me up there, she done called my wife. Now I'm in trouble. I'm at home, got to go to sleep at 10 o'clock because I got to get to work in the morning. Little mama met at the club last night, called my phone at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm getting thrown out at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now I can just go to the internet, pick me one out, see how much it costs. She already in the room. She already got the protection. I ain't got to worry about no dates, no late night phone calls, nothing. I just do my thing. Come back home, throw my phone on the truck. I ain't got to worry about nobody calling me.
What about this idea here? I married this woman that I want to be with for life, and I'm not going to do nothing but be dedicated to her.
That's overrated. That's for old people.
It's overrated for old people. Okay. How long you been married, man?
Man, I've been married 5 years.
Damn. Well, what about what?
Jimbo,
what?
Hold up. Jimbo's been married for
22
years.
I've been married 5 myself.
Jimbo is an exception of the game.
Thank you very much, sir.
But what about this?
Clarify that.
But shouldn't we all work to be the exception of the game? We should all be exceptional like that.
Come on, Halla. You talk that down. That's why you run from a relationship. Now you've been running for decades because you don't want to put that over your head because you're going to be just like me if you have to.
Wow.
Well, but I'm not married. I'm not married. But when I look up to the Jimbos and my partner Crazy C's and the Rob G's who want to get married. They want to be righteous. They want to do the right thing. I'm on my path because I want to be. These are my role models in marriage.
Wait, listen. We understand the right thing to do. We understand that part. That's the right thing to do. But we're talking about what society is doing. We're not talking about right or wrong.
But wait a minute, bro.
You know, we are talking about right and wrong, though.
Wait a minute, bro. But what if you made the same thing?
Yeah, what if your wife is out there doing what you're doing?
Who says she's not? I told you marriage is overrated.
Why'd y'all even get in it?
Listen.
He got to laugh.
Listen. Hold on. Wait. Listen. Y'all job is to do the clubs, right? Y'all go to clubs. y'all promote the clubs, right?
Okay.
You know who in the clubs? Married people, baby daddies, baby mamas, that live together, fiancés, all that there. All them type of people is in the club.
Guess I ain't talking about them. Why did you get married? Let's narrow it down.
I'm like Rob G. But what about you? Let's not worry about the people in the clubs. Let's worry about you.
I was forced into my marriage.
No, nobody. You can't be forced. What, she put a pistol to your head?
No, she gave me an ultimatum. I'm tired of shacking. I'm not going to keep living like this. Either you're going to marry me or we're going to move on.
Then you should have moved on.
Your choice would have been move on, man. Or be like me. Not get married till you know you're ready and you're going to commit yourself and be the righteous person that you should be.
Man, ain't nobody doing that no more.
The Mad Hatter Morning Show on 97.9 The Box.
I wake up with them every morning.